I think that it's pretty unanimous that garlic is the goat of all seasonings. And I know that we're gonna get that one person that's like, oh, I don't like garlic. And that's okay. But let me show you something really quick. Here's a nice little cross-section of garlic. It's great. Brings a tear to my eye, childhood memories, all that good stuff. But there is another life-changing side to garlic that you might not have ever seen before. And I'm not talking roasted garlic, toasted garlic, that rhymes. I'm talking black garlic. Yeah. Okay, so it's Fermentation Friday, but I have some bad news. This is not a ferment. I don't even know why I'm putting it on Fermentation Friday. It's a commonly mistaken as a fermented product, but it is totally not. Because the enzymatic process that's going on is actually the Maillard reaction, which if you don't know what that is, I'll put a link in the description describing what it is, because it's gonna take me way too long to describe it all. It takes like the spicy, sharp garlic into like a very mellow, caramelized, almost smoky, just brown sugar, tamarind, like all these like rich, sweet, flavors with like a nice umami background. Like this is literally a flavor explosive bomb of deliciousness. I'll get off my soapbox and let's make this, shall we?
All right, now black garlic is insanely easy. All you need is the right equipment and it requires almost no active effort. So you have three different choices here. That's right. You got options. My number one choice, which is the route that I went, was my Sahara dehydrator, which will be linked below. The second option would be a typical rice cooker, you know, like the one that cooks rice. And then the third option would be my fermentation station, all of which will be in the links below. Now, I chose to go with the dehydrator just because of the accuracy and even distribution of temperature, but unfortunately, you cannot use your oven for this though. Now for the easiest part. So first thing you need is, well, garlic, whole fresh bulbs, of course. I would recommend doing a lot of them, or at least as many as you can fit in whatever device you're using. I think I did something like 12 total bulbs. Then you're going to individually wrap these babies tightly in plastic wrap and then tightly in two layers of foil. Think of it kind of like a little tinfoil hat for your garlic, except instead of shielding it from electromagnetic fields, you're keeping it from drying out or leaking, you know, all the good stuff. Cool, that's pretty much all the effort you're gonna need to put in here. That's right. Now, if you're doing this in the Sahara dehydrator, you'll just place the garlic in a metal or heat-proof container that will hold all of them. I used a shallow half hotel pan, which I did not steal from the restaurant that I used to work at. Link in the description, and then place it in the bottom of the dehydrator and set it to 60 degrees Celsius or 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Then just close those doors and literally just let it go for 4 to 8 weeks. That's it. And don't forget to reset the dehydrator's timer every 99 hours. I know it's a while, but it's literally just sitting there. So, I mean, just live your life. Now, if you're doing this in a rice cooker, it's the exact same method, except what you're gonna do is place some sort of small grate in the bottom to keep your garlic from touching the actual bottom of the rice cooker. Then just place your wrapped garlic in the rice cooker and set it to the keep warm function with the lid on. Now, my understanding is that the rice cooker may run a little warmer, so check your garlic after 3 weeks. Now, as for the fermentation station, you'll do the exact same thing, except you'll place the wrapped cloves in a lidded pot, then place the lid on, of course, and set it to the exact same temperature of 60 Celsius or 140 degrees Fahrenheit, and for just about the same amount of time. And guess what? That's it. There's nothing special that you need to do to the garlic. Just let it do its thing and live your life. Sure, it takes kind of a while, but it's only 5 to 10 minutes of active time to get started. Now, just a reminder, once your garlic's done, just pull it out and let it sit at room temperature for about a day just to redistribute its moisture, and then store it in the fridge. Just make sure not to pull the garlic out until it's completely black. Not dark brown, but totally pitch black, like midnight. So it's essentially a very slowly cooked and very slowly browned aged garlic. That's essentially what's going on here. Now let's talk about how to use this stuff. Think of it as a way to add sweet, rich umami to just about anything. There are no wrong answers here. Some people even add it to ice cream, and I can attest, it's quite good. Now this stuff is super soft, so you can easily just mash it or spread it on something like toast, but I'm looking for something just a little more refined. Now if you follow me on Instagram, which by the way, if you don't, be sure to click the link below and, you know, hit me up. Then you might have seen my black garlic bonito butter. Yeah, the most amazing compound butter of all time. It's actually insanely easy to make once you have the black garlic. So you're literally just gonna take 3 tablespoons or 1 gram of bonito flakes and then just sort of roughly chop that just so that it's not so big. Little pieces are good. Then do the same thing to 1 to 2 heads of black garlic that's obviously been peeled. You can do as much as you want. I only did 1 head, but you can totally do 2 and it will still be amazing. And then just add that to 1/2 pound or 227 grams of unsalted butter that is totally room temperature and soften. Then just mix all that together, lay down a nice sheet of plastic wrap, and scrape out your butter onto the plastic wrap, and slowly rotate the plastic wrap around it, sort of create a sausage shape. Grab the ends, and make sure that there's no seam, by the way, because you don't want this to spurt out of the side when you're doing this. Grab both ends, and then basically roll that sort of sausage shape against your counter over and over, and you'll notice it start to get tighter and tighter and tighter until you get a nice little tight, you know, sausage shape. Tie off those ends and then place it in the refrigerator until totally firm and solid. And if you don't know what to do with a compound butter like this, I mean, you can do anything that you would use butter for, but my personal choice would be to put a nice thick, with two C's, coin on a beautifully seared steak and then just let that melt over the steak and just go to town. Go to town on that hoe. Another thing we can do is make an amazing black garlic chimichurri. Now, in order to do that, you're gonna roughly mince a single Fresno chili and then finely chop a whole bunch of parsley, like an entire individual bunch, I mean. I used Italian parsley. The zest and juice from two lemons, and then two heads of black garlic, finely chopped. Then just add enough olive oil to cover all of that in a bowl and mix it together. Season it generously with salt, and you've got an amazing black garlic chimichurri that you could spoon over a nice steak, or some roasted chicken, or potatoes, or literally anything that you want to taste delicious. I also blended up a little marinade with one head of peeled black garlic, a quarter cup or 68 grams of barley miso, 2 tablespoons or 14 grams of olive oil, a splash of mirin, a splash of rice vinegar, a little bit of salt, you know, something just kind of like thrown together, blended it up, and then poured it on some Wagyu short ribs and marinated them, and it was delightful. You get the point here. Black garlic can replace anything that uses roasted garlic or fresh garlic or whatever you want to add the most amazing umami explosion of your life. But do you want to know what else has an umami explosion? B-roll.
So we're gonna do our outro in just a moment, but I gotta commandeer this just for a second. That song you just heard was a custom-made song for us by my boy Sam, aka Prince Fox. He will be in the description, and the song is titled Hit Him With the B-Roll. So, you know, yeah. Anyway.
All right, guys, and that is it. Black garlic. We done did it. Now the sun is starting to go down, so I only have a few minutes before this goes completely dark in here. I hope you guys actually try this because it's really honestly easy. It just takes a bunch of inactive time. You're just literally putting it somewhere and then letting it sit. To me, this is something that a lot of people can do. You get to experience a really cool process that may lead to a bunch of other interests within cooking and food and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really require any skill at all. Unless you struggle like wrapping foil around stuff, in which case then you might struggle with this recipe. I know people are gonna ask about the garlic smell, so if you watched to this point, thank you, you get to reap the benefits of that. It's not that bad, honestly. The first like week, you can definitely smell it, but like it's really not that obvious, at least in my opinion. And then after that, like it slowly diminishes to the point where like you can't even smell it. Like it's really not that bad. And if you wrap the garlic well enough, like it won't release that much smell. So just make sure you wrap the garlic nicely and you're good. That's it for today, so. That was nice, real nice. What the f*** am I saying? So right now I'm actually working on some merch ideas, so if you guys wanna leave a comment and ask for anything specific, please do it now while I'm developing this stuff. If you like pictures and sneak peeks and all that jazz, and you wanna DM me, I try to respond to as many people as I can, then be sure to click those links and check me out. But anyway, if you enjoyed this video or you learned something, leave a like, subscribe, and I will see you next time.